on this episode of American Chopper.
Hey, you know the machine we have, the Faro arm? I just heard that Paulie's building a bike for them.
For those guys?
Yeah.
Paul Jr. snags a build from a longtime OCC client.
This is what we got to build the bike. Kind of emulated after.
Leaving Senior wondering what went wrong.
I mean, they've always been good to us.
We've been good to them too, you know?
Yeah.
The guys at OCC finish up on the Hair Club bike.
Huge freaking tank, man.
Does look kind of neat on there. Oh, hey.
Both Senior and Junior are invited to Jason's wedding.
As far as the seating charts go, I'm definitely going to split them up.
I heard through the grapevine that my father went to Jason Poole's wedding.
And Mikey's not happy about it.
It just seems like he's going way out of his way to kind of spite Paul in a very awkward way.
Junior strikes back at Senior's Iron Horse interview.
Is Junior involved?
He doesn't like bikes.
With one of his own.
I've spent a decade of my life building motorcycles. I mean, do you really spend 10 years of your life building motorcycles? If that's the case, no.
Come to my office. It's important. Today, I decided to ask Paul Sr. to come to my wedding. It's something I wanted to do face-to-face. You know, he means a lot to me. If it wasn't for him, you know, I wouldn't have this job I have now and this career, and I wouldn't be doing what I love to do. So it's important for me to have him at my wedding. Come on in, buddy.
Anything that's important to you,
yeah,
cannot be important to me.
This is possibly true.
Is this big news?
That's okay. This is big news. You probably know this, but me and Crystal are getting married. And I know how much you love weddings. And I know how it's not really your thing, but I think it'd be great if you'd show up, you know?
Jason's been with me for a long time. He's always been a dedicated, loyal, crazy employee. And I think that's why he's still here. So I'm kind of flattered that he asked me to go.
Yeah, I want you and Beth there. It just makes sense, you know?
Yeah, definitely. You know, Jason personally invited me to his wedding, which means more to me than just getting a card, kind of like I did with Paulie. So what day are you getting married? You know, I find that, you know, being that I'm his father, very unpersonable. And due to the circumstances, I think that if he would have personally asked me, kind of like Jason did, there's no doubt in my mind that I would have went to his wedding.
A lot of guys from the shop are coming. Quinn's even in the wedding, you know?
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's cool.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. Paulie's always been a good friend of mine, so he's definitely invited to the wedding, too. Maybe when him and Senior are in the same room and they witness what's going on about me and Crystal starting our family, you know, maybe it'll spark something between the two of them. So can always hope for the best, right?
All right, so that's cool. I might even get a suit.
Yeah?
That'll be a first, too.
Suit, huh?
40 years.
But as far as the seating charts go, I'm definitely going to split them up.
Today we're here in Florida. We're meeting with the Faro execs, and you know, we really want to lock this bike deal down today.
Jay, Dave, Orlando, this is Paul Jr.
What's up, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
how you
Jay
doing?
Freeland.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. How are you?
Faro's a technology company that does 3D digitizing, and if they went with Paul Jr. Designs to build the bike, it would be a big deal. So, we're gonna build a bike or what? What are you thinking?
Well, that's what we're thinking. So we're interested in building a bike with Junior. We've got a brand new arm that we're going to launch in a couple of months here. And we also have our 30th anniversary coming up. We thought it'd be a neat opportunity to take a look at building the bike and maybe use that as part of the celebration and the rollout. Let me give you a couple of the highlights and the new features. So as always with the previous devices, you know, pretty simple to use. You've got two different touch triggers here, one for taking your measurements and one for submitting.
Faro has a new arm called the Edge. The idea would be to build the bike around that new technology.
Still the same strong counterbalance that the arm really floats in your hand while you're using it.
The Faro arm really allows you to calibrate in three dimensions and take all kinds of measurements without ever getting out a tape measure. It really works well.
Do you think you could take this design and incorporate it into a bike?
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, looking at the prototype, even though the colors are simple, They're really good for a bike, especially a technology bike. That silver color always wins when it comes to a company that, you know, does stuff with technology. So that's a good fit. The carbon fiber, come on. I mean, that stuff is, it's incredible. The idea for us is to create a bike that fits your company perfectly, that when people see it, they just say Faro. Yep. So I think we can create a bike that is, you know, unquestionably specific to the technology and to the company that you guys are all about. It'd be pretty perfect.
We've had a relationship with OCC for a long time, and you know, really the reason that we picked you and wanted you to bring in here was that, again, you have that creativity. You think differently, the way we think differently about how to go about things. And you know, when we talked about, are we comfortable having you do this, you know, without us seeing the design? That's why. Again, we wouldn't have put you in that seat if we didn't want to have some trust there. There's a little bit of excitement that goes with that because of that thinking differently.
Well, I appreciate that.
I think Junior and our company are a good match. We're both technology-driven. We're both creative and innovative. We're very disruptive in our marketplace. I think he's a bit disruptive with what he does, too. I think it's a pretty good fit. Well, look, Paul, I don't want to keep you in suspense any longer. We've thought about this long and hard, and I've made my decision, and we're ready to go with you and ready to get the project started.
Junior promised us, you know, a unique experience. He was going to work with us before and after the build and really create a partnership, and I wasn't sure if we would get that from OCC.
Yeah, all right. Well, thank you guys.
Cool. Thank you.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Right. Thanks.
You know, when I go back to New York and I tell Vinny and Joe and Rachel and even Odie that we got our next build, they're going to be excited. It really builds morale and, you know, it keeps us going in the right direction.
Here's a picture. I know which way the wheels go now. The thing's pointing forward. Today we're working on a Heron Club bike, me, Rick, and Christian, trying to get her a little bit buttoned up. Christian's wiring the rear fender, the brake light, and the tail light are built right into it. You know, HC, it says, for a Heron Club. Here you go. Just scratch up the frame some more, Mike. You'll get it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love it when a plan comes together. A Jim manufactured a girder type front end with these new pneumatic front shocks involved in it. It's going to be a nice piece when it's done. It's going to really add to the style of the bike. It's a lot nicer than I thought it was going to be.
It is, and I think it's nice. I like the skulls he did.
Hey, you want to hold it up there while I get it and start it?
Beauty. Perfect. Keep this out of the way. Okay.
You guys got a hold of this thing?
Yep.
We do. Now, what goes in there?
There to there.
Ooh, you only have to watch two, Jim. Ooh, hold on there. Yeah, that's not going to clear that stem there.
Well, you just got to take them out, put them back in. Right?
I don't know if you get it back in.
You know, we're trying to get the front end together today for the Hair Club bike. And putting this thing together, it's everything is for the first time. With the deadline we were under, as parts were getting done, we had to send them out for chrome right away. So we never really had the luxury of mocking this whole thing up on the bike.
It looks like this, here is going to hit in here.
Like that should have been rounded in there.
Yeah. Did you ever have this on with the shocks?
And we had to make a couple of assumptions in putting this thing together. One of them was the size of the shocks that we were going to use. This was made to be parallel here.
So this one has to come up this high?
Parallel.
Wow.
Wow.
I kind of based one of the dimensions on the size that I assumed the shock was going to be. When it got in, it looks like we're a little bit close. The size of the shock is actually limiting our travel a little bit.
Are these sphericals?
Yep, those are sphericals.
Is that going to work? Because we have this.
You shouldn't once everything's together.
Even when you have this and this on sphericals?
Yeah, but this is only set at 9.5, and on paper that was set to be 10.5. I got to go back to the drawing board.
All new episodes of Dirty Jobs, Tuesdays at 9, only on Discovery.
Whoa. Today we start the Faro bike, and we got the frame coming in. It's a Pro Street style, similar to the Geico bike, only this is a rigid, and we're really going to make the sheet metal flow on this one. Here we go, Faro, here we go. Should we throw the whole thing up on there? You want to take, let's put it right on this lifter. Faro's request was a low, very tight.
tight-lined bike. They wanted a lot of shape, and that's what we're giving them. What's up, Vince?
What's up, man? That thing's low. What's up, Brendan?
What's going on?
You know, Brendan came back. You know, we need him here. He's a sheet metal guy, and we need a good sheet metal guy. There's a Bambino on its way.
Any day.
Yeah, seriously, man. You're taking a risk.
My wife right now in Northern California is 9 months pregnant. She's about to pop any day. It's going to happen while I'm here.
Yeah.
What's that?
You're taking a risk.
The little one.
Tell her to hold it in.
No.
Oh, yeah. Just expect a phone call.
Yeah, you know, Brendan's definitely dedicated to the cause here.
Nah, you'll be fine.
She's going to kill you.
I'm praying that she doesn't give birth meanwhile he's here. I think he'll be okay. I think once he gets home, she'll give birth.
I guess we could start getting this thing in a roller. I don't really know what he wants to do on this yet. I've seen no plans for this bike, have you?
No plans?
None.
To make the handlebars like barrel arms.
No. No, nothing that you say will be used. I'm just kidding. You know, I'm still left a little bit in the dark on a theme for this bike. It's like, I gotta see some real stuff before I really start making parts.
The 2-inch stretches are nice, man. You have a nice battery box in there with the drop seat, and we'll do a nice friggin' scoop.
That's what we were kind of all talking about. What kind of plans we're looking at here, because you want to just leave this open? Because you really don't have much room for anything here. I mean, look at your height.
You know, predominantly most of this bike is in my head. I love that there's no drawings. I think at the very beginning, it added a tremendous amount of pressure. Now into the fourth project, it's definitely getting more and more exciting. Well, you know, what we got to do is break out that Faro box. Odie, why don't you bring me that Faro box and let's look at it. It's important enough, Faro, that we use this arm, that we use all the styling cues, all the innovation that's in this arm, and integrate that into the new bike.
Stand it right up. Whoa. That's pretty awesome.
It is.
Boy, that is such a good look, ain't it? It almost looks like chrome. The arm we have here is a prototype arm, but this is what we got to build the bike kind of emulated after or using this style, which I love because we got white, blue, and silver, and I think that'll look good for this style bike, man. That silver will be slick, and that's really what we're crafting the entire chopper after.
I'm at John's over here, and I'm going to look at a suit for Jason's wedding. I mentioned to Jason that I might get dressed up. I'm sure that in his mind, that doesn't mean wearing a suit.
Chris, how are you?
Fine, thanks.
You know, I come here to get my sleeves cut off my shirt, so, you know, for so many years, I've been wearing cut-off shirts. I need a suit. Believe that?
I don't believe it. Surprise today, Paul Tuttle Sr. and his wife, Beth, came in and asked for a nice suit to wear for the weekend.
The last time I had a suit with the Bug 40 years ago was pinstripe. And my hair was down to here.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I got to take a measurement.
Okay.
Oh, it's pretty good for a young guy.
Yeah. I'm going to need the whole nine yards. Suit, shirt, shoes.
How do you like that?
That's gangster.
Let's try it.
Wow. You know, I've never seen Senior in a suit.
Perfect.
I've only seen him in a tux, and that was at our wedding. And of course, he cut off the sleeves.
You look perfect.
You look so different in like a suit. God. I was stunned. My mouth dropped open, shocked.
You are going to be on the cover of GQ. He doesn't look like Paul. It looks like a different person. And it'll be good for him. It'll, you know, change his character. And he might get some respect for a change.
Yeah, I mean, wow. What do you think?
Perfect.
It's nice, right?
Yeah.
I think that people are going to be totally shocked. They may not even recognize who I am. But I think I'm going to feel good about it. And I think I look pretty good in suit.
That's nice, though, huh?
Look at you.
Look at that, man.
He looks like a different man, and I'll take him home with me tonight.
What'd you think about that interview Senior did on that show Thursday night about with Iron Horse?
Not too bad.
On one of the shows recently, Senior was interviewed by Iron Horse Magazine,
And he basically made some accusations that Junior really isn't into building bikes.
While you were doing this in your basement, was Junior involved?
He doesn't like bikes.
And he said he didn't want to see the bike because me and Odie did it. Built it. Did you see that?
Yeah. I mean, I think he was just he just didn't want to see what his son can do.
If I thought that he really put some work into that bike, I might go see it. But I know for a fact that Vinny and Odie did 90% of that work because he was never there. He's doing an unveil.
Yeah.
It really, there's going to be thousands and thousands of people there, but they're not there for him. They're there for Motley Crue.
Yeah, he said they weren't there to see him. They were there to see
Motley Crue.
Yeah.
The good thing is the same woman interviewed Senior is coming here later this week to interview Junior. So Junior will have a chance to respond to everything Senior said.
Paul Senior to the machine shop. I heard the other day that Farrow is going to be building a bike with Junior. Kind of surprised me a little bit because I hadn't heard that they came asking for us and whatever. Called Senior in, just let him know, see if he had heard anything about it.
Hey, you know the machine we have, the Farrow arm? I just heard that Paulie's building a bike for them.
For those guys?
Yeah, I don't get it because we pitched them a bike a couple years ago.
They had called asking if they could borrow a couple bikes for their big grand opening. And I said, well, why don't we just build you a bike? And that's about the time the economy tanked. They canceled their whole ribbon cutting. And so we never heard back from them on a bike, but I just heard that they're building a bike with Junior.
The only thing I could think of is that Joe, because, you know, when Joe used to work here,
right,
he had all the internal.
He got all the contacts.
He had all the internal
contacts. I believe
it
was Joe.
So he probably went to them and did another one of his behind-the-scenes
started tracking deals. Down all old leads and stuff.
Joe is violating his contract. It's a non-compete contract, which means for 1 year, he can't compete in any way, shape, form, or manner. I'm sure that he went and approached them just like I'm sure he did with all our vendors and whatnot.
I mean, they've always been good to us, you know.
Yeah, we've been good to them too, you know.
Yeah, but definitely.
People change. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not that I don't want him to have bike builds or anything like that. I think that, you know, he needs to do that to keep his business going. But I think it's the part that the way that it's been done.
Kind of hurts, though. You know, it was a company that I've had a lot of dealings with. As far as I know, they didn't even give us the option to come back and quote for him. Oh, well.
Don't worry about it. All right. Thanks. Thanks, Jim.
See you.
Paul.
Yo.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that's perfect. I wouldn't, it's too deep as it is, as it stands. No, the only thing that I would maybe do, when that happened.
What do you mean?
Well, I would just follow this.
Yeah, the arc.
See what I mean? Like to keep that same distance off the backbone.
You know, Brendan's doing a good job with the sheet metal. This is a process. I mean, as we go, we're building this thing, so. As it starts to develop, I'm trying to develop the actual overall in my head. Let's get that Farrow arm working, baby.
I went all over the edge.
Yeah.
I got that. Then I made a straight line like here.
Okay.
I extruded everything out and then cut it right down the middle.
You know, I've used the Farrow arm before. We have one in our shop, and it's a very useful tool. But what they've just sent us is basically not even released to the public yet, state-of-the-art new arm they have. So for the next couple days, Orlando from Farrow is here at the shop, basically to get me as familiar as he can with the Farrow technology.
So you see when I move that, I mess it up, so I can go to this view, grab it, and put it back there. And that doesn't screw up my in and out.
Right.
Using the Farrow tool, Orlando came in, helped us make some sheet metal patterns for the gas tank, which is an experience for me because I've never done it before.
Here, Clubby.
Only one?
Gotta make sure it's good before I go cutting another one the wrong way.
Where's my cardboard?
Probably pretty close. I'm liking that.
Yeah, it probably looks good.
The Farrow arm at Paul Junior's will actually help them improve their creativity.
Let's see it.
Oh, it's close. It's getting got a shrink right here.
See, man, I think that's going to really look good, that rolled edge right there.
The time that they take to come up with different ideas and different concepts will be cut down drastically, so this will definitely save them a lot of time.
It's going
to
be amazing.
Because this hard edge, this soft edge, the flow, it just brings shape to the tank.
You know, it's more time consuming when you're just building out of your head, but it's way more rewarding. And it's for me, it's the way to build bikes. That's the way I like to build bikes. Let's put it on there and go home. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
You start in one direction and it just kind of evolves into something better. You come up with one idea and then you just fine-tune it until it's actually better than the idea you started with. Yeah, baby. It's good looking, man. It's just going to be awesome. I mean, we're really going to have a very unique bike.
I love it, man.
All right. Yeah, we're working back on the Hair Club bike today. Really just working on the front end. We don't have a whole lot to go on the bike yet, just the front end. And unfortunately, we had to change the top tree, one of the top tree mounts. So anyway, the front end's not working correctly. So Jim and his guys are working on making the new parts that we'll need. And in the meantime, we're doing what we can on the bike because, once again, we're coming up on deadline for getting this bike finished and out the door.
Good. Does look kind of neat on there, I'll tell you that. Oh, hey.
Bright, huh?
Yeah, you get suntan from that.
Nuts on it.
You got the flange?
Once we got the exhaust done, we filled up the tank and fired up the motor. That way, when the front end is ready, we can ride it straight onto the trailer and send it on its way.
Good?
Yep.
I'm using my trailer out there.
Is that yours?
Yeah.
Is that the one with the bullet holes that you put in there?
One bullet hole.
One bullet hole.
Yeah.
How's things going with Mikey? You ever get anywhere? You were emailing him.
I was emailing him for like 2 months, and then what had happened is we kept going back and forth, and there was like conditions on everything. So finally, he said to me, if you go to the counselor, he's more willing to sit down and reconcile with me. So I went to the counselor. And I emailed him. I said, it was cool when you want to get together. And he never emailed me back. I also emailed Paul. I said, let's get together and talk. I said, whatever you want to do, punch it out, you know, kind of, you know, just try and work it out. So that became a one of those back and forth deals where it just winded up being okay. Evidently, neither one of us are ready. So kind of let that go. But then Mikey said, well, I'm not going to see him, meaning me, until he sees how it goes between me and Paulie.
Oh. I talked to them guys, and, you know, here's some of the stuff that they say on their side. But as far as, you know, for Paul, just to get a feel of, like, where he thinks they're at or anything like that. But Mikey, he's always seemed to be, like, you're trying to be the peacemaker between you guys.
Yeah, but the thing that discourages me, I've been trying for months, and I really thought it was going to happen. I really thought it was, like, the last step of going back and forth, I thought for sure it was going to happen, and then it just kind of just, you know what I mean? It takes the wind out of your sails, something like that.
Seems like they're probably not making too much headway quite yet. Junior and senior, they're both, I think, a lot alike, and therefore they just butt heads. So the way Paulie thinks and the way senior thinks, even though I'm sure it's totally different to each of them, from the outside looking in, it's so much the same for everybody around him. So it's really tough. I'm curious how he feels about the whole thing too. I mean,
I think he's really angry, you know, and so am I. You know what I mean?
Right.
But time goes by, and I guess, you know, I have to say to myself, what do I want to do? Do I want to continue being an ass? Do I want to continue, you know, mocking them and that?
Hopefully these guys can work it out. Apparently they're not quite ready to yet, and it's just hopefully they do, for all their family's sake and for everybody around them. You know, it's tough on everybody, the workplace, just the whole filming scenario of what we do, and just, you know, the lifestyle of everybody. It's tough on everybody, so hopefully they get it figured out.
So that's where we're at, and honestly, right now I'm at the stage where I'm not putting myself in any position anymore.
Brennan, you got to be just about done.
With what?
It's getting... What time are you leaving here?
3:50.
No, I know, but what time are you leaving here working?
1 o'clock, I think.
It's just about 1, isn't it?
Is it?
It's getting close.
Today's my last day. I'm going to be just trying to get everything buttoned up that Junior needs me to do, so it makes it easier on Junior and Vinny in the long run.
You
know, every time you look over at Brennan, he's either grinding, bending, cutting, welding. He's doing something. And on top of him doing all that stuff, tomorrow his wife's ready to have a baby. Some people may give him props. I say he's crazy because his wife's going to kill him. You excited about going home?
I'm kind of nervous.
Yeah, what about? Just the whole having a baby again?
Well, yeah, there's going to be someone new there.
You mean a child?
Yeah.
It's like meeting someone for the first time again.
Yeah, I guess so, but excited though, right?
Oh, yeah.
You got to be. It's a big deal, and you know what it is, right?
Girl.
It's a girl.
That's what's nervous too about it.
Did you get a name yet?
Ashley.
I'm about to take off. Think my work's done. Tried to put as much time as I could in. So now I'm going to get home and go see my wife and probably two kids now. I left with one. I'll have two now.
You can make that arc whatever you want. It could be shallower too, you know. I just drew it like that, but it seems
let's
to be kind of nice.
Let's do it just where
drag
it looks good.
It. Yeah. I would. Just space them out nice. You might even be able to go one.
Yeah,
I would. Let me see what happens.
So Mikey moved his stuff back in today. Yesterday, we moved all our sheet metal out of that corner, and we accommodated him.
All right, Michael.
All right, Vincent.
You know, Mikey's going to be doing his art stuff here permanently, and I'll tell you what, I'm so relieved. More than anything, I'm happy I get to see him just about every day. You know, me and Mikey goof around all the time, and it's part of what makes my day easy.
You're not going to be standing there, are you?
You want me to?
If you got something you could be punching in.
Well, for how long?
I don't give a what you do.
What?
You know, when I left, I honestly was kind of looking to have my own space. I was definitely kind of being squeezed out because they're making room for things, but I think through me missing them and them missing me, we found out a way to keep a nice little space open for me to paint in. Hey, Edvin.
Is that me?
Yeah.
I like my bloodshot eyes.
Yeah, hey, bloodshot eyes. Call it Vincent. It's a penny. You're the face of the next penny, baby.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Truthfully, I like having him here, but he could be very distracting. The way we're working and the time constraints that we're in, I really can't have him talking with Vin that much during the course of the day.
Oh, I'm out of here, man.
All right.
Jimbo.
Hey, what's up?
Good wedding, huh?
Oh, man.
That was great, wasn't it?
This past weekend was Jason's wedding. I got to be in the wedding. I was one of his groomsmen, so I was pretty honored for him to ask me to be a part of that.
What did you think of the suit?
Your suit? I'll tell you what. You clean up nice.
Everybody said the same thing, you clean up nice. And I never used to hear that expression.
Well, you must not have cleaned up. Even all dressed up with the sleeves on, Senior was extremely comfortable, you know, didn't look out of place at all.
I'm not sure if Jason was disappointed that Paul was there or not. I know he invited him. I think Jason went to his wedding,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Jason went to his wedding.
Yeah.
Paul Jr. didn't show up at the wedding. Yeah, kind of understandable. It's kind of maybe coming into enemy ground, if you will. I know Jason went to his. It's got to be a tough situation.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. There's a lot of people there.
From our end, kind of maybe feel outnumbered or something, but...
Yeah, I'd feel out of place there, tell you now. You know, we talk a little bit about Paul Jr. not being there, and, you know, how uncomfortable he'd probably feel with everybody from the shop being there. But on the other hand, I give Jason a lot of credit for going to his wedding. I think that was a tough thing for Jason to do. It was good. It was good. Yeah. A lot of people there. Good time. See you later.
Later.
So in a sense, I wonder if it might have been, you know, bite the bullet a little bit, and even if he didn't stay too long, just to kind of reciprocate.
Hey, Vincent.
Hey, Michael.
How you doing, Blood?
I'm doing all right, trying to figure something out that I don't really know how to do. What's up, buddy?
Not much.
You sound like you're in a freaking bummer mood.
I am.
What happened?
I heard through the grapevine that my father went to Jason Poole's wedding, but he didn't go to Paul's wedding.
No, he didn't. I was at Paul's, and he wasn't there. You know, Mikey came in today. And he seemed a little bummed, definitely unlike Mikey. You know, and he kind of expressed to me how he was upset that this past weekend, Jason got married and his father was there.
I'm thinking that he purposely went to this thing and made a big
hullabaloo. Listen, I would just expect him to go to that one, but I would also expect him to go to the Suns.
Or at least, yeah, send a nice note, a nice card, something.
I want to comfort Mikey as much as I can. You know, he's one of my best friends. But I honestly can't relate. I really can't. I can't even fathom it. That's what it is.
Could you ever see my father going out and buying a brand new suit?
No.
No. I'm wearing jeans.
And a cutoff shirt.
A shirt with no sleeves. My father, in order to go to some guy's wedding who works for him, instead of his son's, I think it speaks volumes about my father's character, or at least where he's at right now. And I don't think it's a very good place. I don't know. It just seems like he's going way out of his way to kind of spite Paul by sort of publicly embracing Jason in a very awkward way.
That sounds about right on what I would expect.
Well, it kind of reminds me of when I was getting married. My ex-fiance sent an invitation to my father, regardless, kind of taking the high road like Rachel has done. And he replied, no.
Really?
Yeah.
Like sent back a no?
Yeah.
And then Mikey tells me that he even declined Mikey when he was going to get married. So he was going to be a no-show for Mikey, too.
I didn't know that, man. I'll marry you. Thanks, Phantom.
I feel bad for you, Mike.
Don't feel bad for me.
I do. How can you not? Because it's just a thing to do. It's malicious. It's childish. It's intentionally hurting someone.
Yeah. But, you know, no matter what's going on in life, family should always come before work. And family members should always come before employees. And I'm not sure my father wraps his head around that. As a matter of fact, I'm certain he doesn't. That's just a blatant display, you know? Like, hey, look at me, look at me. I'm a... It's essentially...
You're livid, aren't you?
I'm a little upset, yeah. I'll get over it. Thanks for listening.
Television's number one new series on Friday nights, Gold Rush, continues this Friday at 10, only on Discovery.
You know, with all the spherical bearings we had going on in the linkages of the girder front end, what was really lacking was something to lock the two sides together completely. We kind of came up with a tweak bar arrangement. So all the bearings will stay as they were, but what the tweak bar is going to do is lock the two sides from sliding horizontally against each other. You know, I tried to shell it out as much as I could so we didn't add too much more weight to the front. It is a pretty heavy front end as it is, but, you know, once you're on the bike, the bike's going to take the weight. It's not like anybody has to carry it, so we should be all set there. You know, the biggest thing is that we're right up against the unveil, and while it's easy to make the tweak bar, water jet it out and do some machining on it, make a nice piece, we still got to get it polished and get it on the bike. A big hunk of aluminum like that is going to take a good while to polish.
Come right up, Chris. That looks pretty good to me.
So while Mike and Christian work on polishing up the piece.
Good. Oh, right, Rick?
That's right, Paul.
Right, Rick?
We'll go all get together, put the front end back together one more time, and hopefully third time's the charm. I'm sure it will be.
Let's get that freaking piece on here. It's only been 3 days.
Better?
Yep, here.
12.
And we'll get the bike on the truck and on its way to the unveil.
So what else got to be done to this bear?
Windex. You think I'm kidding?
This bike is a lot different than a lot of the bikes that we've done. The gas tank is one-off. We've never done a gas tank like that. And it's so symmetrical with the front end, the way that Jim did the front end. So everything's is like a cutting look to it, because the way the tank's designed, the way the struts, the exhaust, the front end, the whole bike just flows. The seat's a little bit different than the usual seats we do. But I mean, I just think the bike is outrageous.
Today, me and Mike, you're meeting with the editor and publisher of Iron Horse Magazine.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Paul.
How you doing?
Nice to meet you.
Hey, Mike.
Nice to meet you.
They asked us to come down for an interview. I think some response to some accusations or questions my father had.
Now, you say you love motorcycles, and what your father had said to me was that you really only are doing this whole thing to aggravate him.
That's a lot of work to aggravate him, I'll tell you that much.
I think that the loss of communication and friendship between Senior and Junior has a definite effect on Junior.
I think my father likes to believe somehow I left, when in fact he fired me. But he continually presses on the fact that I walked out, that I could still be there.
Well, he kind of said to us that he, you know, he felt that he made you all a millionaire, and then you said, you know, goodbye, or excuse me, you, quote unquote, I didn't say that.
Make who all a millionaire?
That he made you guys all very successful.
All what, his three sons? Is that what you mean?
Right.
No, he didn't make us anything. We all as a group effort made this thing what it is.
Right.
And aside from that, I'm not I'm anything but a millionaire.
I think it was very nice that Mikey was part of this interview. I know that Mikey normally does not partake in interviews, and I think it showed a certain closeness and support that the two brothers have for each other. Another thing that was stated is that he said you never liked bikes, you never rode bikes, you never wanted anything to do with bikes. What are you...
I mean, what do I say to that? I've spent a decade of my life building motorcycles. I mean, do you really spend 10 years of your life building motorcycles? If that's the case, no. I love building motorcycles. I love the creative process. I like the design. I like the fabrication, the assembly, and then the riding. I feel like, enough was said on my father's side, where I think she was at least able to pose the question. Where maybe my father made an accusation and I was able to kind of respond to it.
Going back to you being fired, I remember your father saying that he would be very frustrated because he felt that you weren't taking your job in a very responsible way, and you would come in when you wanted to come in, and he said that he just couldn't take it anymore and his health was failing because of this.
Let me tell you what bothers me about that. You don't fire me because it's better for your health and then sue me. You follow me? How do you fire your son because this is healthy for me and then go file a lawsuit against me? Like, that's going to make his health better. It's so disturbing, his thought process, that it just doesn't make any sense to anybody. I think my father's made some really strange accusations about me. So to respond to that was good, I think.
Would you like to end this fight between your father and yourself?
Oh, yeah. We all would. And you know, we it just has to happen a certain way. You know, the truth is my father has to change.
I felt that Junior was honest. I think he was very true about his feelings. And I feel that he's going forward to do what he has to do during this situation. I can't thank you enough.
Oh, thank you. It was wonderful.
I really enjoyed seeing you again.
I think some people think it's not for real because it's so outlandish. Sometimes I wonder if it's for real, to be honest with you, but... Odie, take that battery box off. That could come out.
Today it's a lot of last-minute buttoning things up. We got to pressure test the gas tank, finish welding, blending the exhaust, which is my favorite. You want to get those things out the nub or powder coat? Where are they going?
Sandblasted.
Gave Odie all the tins and everything else to go to get sandblasted so it can get painted. We're ready to send out the powder coat. We're on schedule.
What the f*** is going on?
You know, Mikey came in today, and he's really been itching and kind of asking me to do some stuff, you know, that pertain to losing weight.
I got to do, man. I don't got time to be with you. Hey, man.
You know, I'm pretty busy with this bike, and I can't really just start jogging with the kid.
Hey, can you help me, Paul?
Yeah.
Help me measure the length of the shop.
The length of the shop?
Length of the shop, I guess, from this
left. It's 100 by 60, roughly. Are you going to do wind sprints?
1320?
5,000.
Yeah.
You know, now that Mikey's back, I think Junior might be a little worried about Mikey distracting me. Because it happens. I'm not going to lie about it. You know, me and Mikey, we get along and, you know, we talk together and not work together. So, Mike, what are you going to run a mile inside the shop?
Mm-hmm. Point.
You have to go back and forth 66 times.
66 times?
Yep.
Oh, jeez, it's a bad number. You know, I got to say, it's really nice to be back at the shop. I must say that it is refreshing. I miss these guys quite a bit, and I love working with them. Sorry. Can you grab that right now?
Mike, come on, man.
What are you gonna giggle, or are you gonna cover it up?
Mike, come on, man. Stop. This
Dude,
is second.
I wasn't effing around.
Come on, Mike. This is a prototype, man. These people made you, idiot. And sometimes I get mad at Mikey, but you know, because he's around here being a little distractive. Obviously, if someone gives me a prototype, I don't want it broken. I may have called him an idiot. If I did, I do apologize. It was just out of frustration and, you know, I'm imperfect.
Dude, I just moved the car, man.
You gotta be kidding me.
We gotta at least glue it back together. At least fix it. If you break it, that's fine. Everybody makes mistakes, but fix it.
I'll fix it. Well, for a prototype, they ought to have this thing wrapped up nicely. Yeah, but why is it falling?
There's a Velcro it's missing, okay?
Yeah, I know.
Just don't touch it ever again.
I won't touch it ever again.
Put it back. Odie, glue it. You know, Michael means well, and really the prototype bear arm falling was kind of a freak accident.
Can we take off the forward controls?
Yeah, absolutely. As far as the bike goes, we're breaking everything down, and we're sending everything out to paint and powder coat. And honestly, once this bike starts going together, it's going to be something special.
It's a freaking bodybuilder over here.
You guys ready to get these bikes going or what?
You know, we're here at Washington State University in Pullman, Washington today. We're going to be doing our live road show where we build bikes on stage. And to top it off, we're going to unveil the Hair Club bike.
A lot of people think, you know, when they talk about Hair Club, you know, that we're going to make a crazy bike with hair all over and stuff. But what Hair Club said was, we just want a really cool bike.
We didn't do a lot of crazy hair themes or anything like that, just a really cool bike, which is what they wanted. Something that you'd be happy to ride wherever. So I think we really did that.
We are ready.
You know, it'll be real nice to see this bike unveiled in this way. Indoors, stadium lighting and everything, big crowd for the show. So I think it's really going to do this bike justice.
There he is, Paul Sr.
I think it was a great unveil for us, and the bike was awesome. The front end was incredible.
I like that. Beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful. You know, the owner of the Hair Club is here. He thought it was one of the nicest bikes that we built.
Hey, now, let me tell you just a little bit about this bike. These guys wanted something manly, like a real hot chopper, and I think that's what they got. I mean, Rick spent a lot of time building this tank, which I think is cool, and it's really different than most tanks.
I can't imagine how they were going to build a bike for Hair Club, because it's kind of a hard concept to get your head around, but I thought it was just incredible what they did with it.
The coolest part about this bike is the front end. Jim Quinn made this in the shop, the whole front end, actually. And if you look at it, actually, it's like a razor blade that opens up.
My favorite part is the razor blade front end. After that, it's probably the gas tank and the paint job.
It was a great project for us. And we want to thank you guys for letting us be part of it.
Absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, we did the whole show here, but I thought it went really cool.
That paint job's incredible.
Not only were the owners happy with that, but I think the crowd really loved the bike.
We're going to throw a few signed frisbees, some shoots on.